goodness, because just one of them was 3 hours long. I was like, well, I don't know what I did wrong, but if I promise not to do it again, can I please be dismissed from what? Actually, that's not true. I'm the one that always wants to see the ends of the movie, you know. But one of my favorite movies, Equalizer. Y'all seen The Equalizer? Oh, now I'm not recommending it because it is very, very violent. Don't go and go get Equalizer because the minister said. Because it's not a minister type of movie. All right. It is not a minister type of movie at all. But I will tell you this. All right. If you did see it, did you not notice the comparison? I try to keep it under wraps, but you know the truth will out. I was Denzel Washington, wasn't I? You were watching that movie and you're going, that looks just like Dawn. I bet you Dawn could do stuff like that. That's something that Dawn would. Did you all not see that in me? Yeah. No. I saw it in me. I was watching that movie and I'm thinking to myself, oh yeah, if I ever retire, that's what I'm going to do. You ever see me pushing a cart at Home Depot? You better be looking out. I'm going to be the equalizer. I'm going to set things right. Haven't you ever had a desire to set things right? Haven't you ever wished that you could just make the world right? Make your workplace right? Make your neighborhood right? Make your family right? Because you're the only right person left, aren't you? And if we could make everybody else right, then the world would be right and everything would be okay, except for we read the Bible and we find out that Jesus doesn't call us to be equalizers. He calls us to be disciples. And then he spells out what that's supposed to be. And I discover that I don't have the skill set for that any more than I have the skill set to be an equalizer. Did you hear the way Jesus summed up that passage? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Don't you feel like just telling Jesus, sure, I got it. No worries, no problems. How many of you can be perfect? Really? I'm the only one. I'm all alone in my perfectum. Maybe it would help you to know that the Greek word is telos. Telos. Telos doesn't mean without flaw. Telos means completion. So that when an arrow is shot by the archer, its telos is to hit the target. A peach tree's telos is to produce peaches. Our telos is to be the people God created us to be. That's what God is putting forth. Because when we are the people that God creates us to be, we reflect God's grace. We're not called to create God's grace. Jesus created God's grace. Our responsibility is to reflect God's grace. And how do we do that? Well, we do that by the outline that Jesus gave for us in this sermon. We do that by loving our enemies. And we kind of want to think, wouldn't you like to ask Jesus, you know, wouldn't you just like to kind of like raise your hand? And do you mean, Jesus, when you say love your enemies, does that mean to love like everybody? Or does that mean like, you know, is there some wiggle room here? Is that just like a euphemism that we're supposed to be nice to people, even if they're not nice to us? Because that would be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Love our enemies? You say, well, I don't have any enemies. Really? We probably should have some therapy sessions. It's hard. We are tempted sometimes, aren't we? Aren't we? We watch the news. We're tempted to sometimes want to rage and yell and say, how can this be? This isn't right. We want to make it right. We want to make things good. And we have a hard time sometimes with letting this stuff happen. We're saying, this isn't right. We Somebody should do something. And Jesus says, you're right. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to reflect my grace. Because violence only begets more violence. That's not going to stop violence. You've heard it before. You can kill the liar, but you can't kill the lie. And even if you kill the liar, that doesn't establish the truth. We can't kill hate with hate. The only way we kill hate is with love. By continuing to express God's love for all people, we show ourselves to be citizens, not just of the United States. We show ourselves to be citizens of God's kingdom. And if we want to model what it is like to be in God's kingdom, then we have to live our lives in a way that's different than sometimes we're tempted. We are tempted sometimes to want to lash out. We are tempted sometimes to want to talk about fairness. We are tempted to want to talk about justice. And God does not require that from us. God asks us to reflect His grace. Reflect the grace that I've extended to you. Reflect the transforming power that has taken you when you were a broken sinner, that has taken you for all of your faults, has taken you with all of your weaknesses, has taken you with all of your misunderstandings, has taken you every single day of your life, and has loved you and nurtured you and continues to be with you. I expect you to show that same love to other people. That's hard to do. That's hard to do. There are some people out there that aren't very lovable. Have you not noticed? Have you not noticed that unlovable people that... Have you ever... I was telling this in the Sunday school class. Isn't it curious? We know we have succeeded in making God in our image when He hates all the same people we do. That makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it? But that's not what God calls us to be, and that's not who God calls us to be. God calls us to be citizens of a different kingdom so that we are not only transformed, but that we can begin to transform the world. It doesn't take a brilliant person to realize that the world is not in good shape. We can see that there is hatred. We can see that there is injustice. We can see that there is pain. We can see that there is suffering. And the only way that ever gets changed is if we begin to model and show forth a different type of world. And we do that, each of us, by ourselves, in community, and as a church. Modeling what it is like to be a part of the kingdom of God. Modeling what it is like to be able to extend love and grace even to those who differ from us. Some of you might remember years ago the Talmud, the Jewish teachings about specific events during the Exodus. Remember the Exodus? How many of you saw the movie? All right, you saw the movie. Charlton Heston, the river goes apart. I mean, all of it. The Red Sea, the crossing of the Red Sea. The Talmud teaching goes like this. So they're trapped. The Israelites are trapped. What's going to happen? Here comes the Egyptian army. They've got the chariots. They've got the soldiers. They've got spears. They've got all this stuff. And they're trapped against the Red Sea. However, are they going to escape? And the angels are in charge. And they're like, I don't know what to do. How are we going to help them? They're trapped between this water and trapped between the army. Whatever can we do? And one of the angels, I got an idea. Let's separate the water. We'll separate the water. And then they can travel through. And so they separated the water. And the Israelites got through. And then when the Egyptian army was trying to chase them, what did they do? Let the waters go! Let the waters go! And the waters came over and flooded the army. Woohoo! Look at that! We got them! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! We be bad. We be bad. Oh, yeah. Looking over to Bannister, they're just so happy and filled with themselves. And God comes by and says, what's going on? What are you all so happy? Look at that! We got them, God! We got them! We got them! And God looks over the Bannister. And then looks at them. And he says, you are dismissed from my service. Why? We got them. We rescued the people of God. And God looks at them and says, but the Egyptians are my children too. It's a hard thing sometimes for us to recognize that God's grace is extended to everybody. And everybody means everybody. Even those who seem to be threatening the very purposes of God. We are called to reflect God's grace. To extend God's love. To give God's mercy. To receive what we've received and then to give what has been given to us to share with other people. As we've been transformed, so the world begins to be transformed. Years ago, in South Africa, apartheid was at its terrible worst. And there was a political rally that was happening, and Desmond Tutu was being called to speak, and the government shut down the political rally. It isn't going to happen. And they had the soldiers and the riot police and everybody like that. No political rally allowed in the square. Well, across from the square is St. George's Cathedral. Fine, we can't have a political rally. Let's have church. And Desmond Tutu invited everybody to come into the church. And everybody came into the church. And everybody meant everybody. The soldiers and the riot police came into the church and began to record what was going on. They had their guns out, their cameras out. And Desmond Tutu was up at the pulpit and he began to preach to the people. And he talked about the evils of apartheid. And he talked about how wrong that was. And the soldiers there with their guns, knowing that at any moment any one of them could fire, not just on him, but upon the congregation. And Desmond Tutu spoke about how the rulers and the authorities that were propped up were doomed to fail. And he pointed a finger at the police. And he said, "You may be powerful, very, very powerful, but you are not God. And God will not be mocked. You have already lost." And the tension in that sanctuary just continued to increase. And Tutu stepped away from the pulpit. And he had that great smile. And he smiled and said, "So we invite you to come and join the winning side." That's what we're called to do. To go out into a world filled with hatred and prejudice and bigotry and injustice and invite those who think they have control to come to the winning side, to come into God's kingdom, to receive God's grace, God's love, the transforming power that changes hearts of stone into hearts of love, so that they too can come to a completion to be the people that God created them to be, just as we become the people God created us to be, because then the world becomes the world that God created. Amen.